I'm talking to Adrian St. Vaughn, a manager in technology governance, about the data implications of Solvency II. Adrian, why is data availability such a challenge at the moment?
Data can reside in lots of places within firms. Maybe you have several lines of business, and the data about these sits in several specialised systems. Maybe you've grown through acquisition, and the mergers have left lots of legacy systems, each with their own data. Or maybe Solvency II has brought with it a new data warehouse, or a new system. On the other side of this equation, Solvency II requires a wide range of data items where the granularity and aggregation have already been predetermined, completely in isolation from your current systems, their current capabilities, and your existing data formats. So, the challenge at the moment is all about finding the hidden data. With so much data these days, it's the old problem of finding the needle in the haystack. Most systems don't make this task easy because they were never designed for this. What can really help is to use data analysis tools and techniques that are designed to identify, consolidate, and analyse data sets to find that missing information, perhaps enrich data with some data from another source, and then consolidate and present it in a format that is suitable for reporting under Solvency II.